You listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New details in the racially motivated shooting at a Jacksonville Dollar General store on Saturday.
Law enforcement says that as a minor, the alleged gunman was held for 72 hours for a mental examination, but he was not on their radar, and he had legally purchased a handgun in April and an AR-15-style rifle in June.
Let me tell you this. There was no criminal record. Nothing. There was nothing that we could have done to stop him from owning a firearm, a rifle, or a handgun. There was no red flags.
Governor Ron DeSantis condemning the attack.
Targeting people due to their race has no place in the state of Florida.
ABC's Alex Prochet reporting. Tropical storm Idalia forming off the coast of Mexico Sunday. Forecasters warning the storm may come ashore as a hurricane in the southern U.S. A decade later, Simone Biles is still on top. The gymnastics star won her record 8th U.S. championship Sunday, 10 years after first doing so as a teenager.
This is ABC News.
Receding sea ice in Antarctica has pushed emperor penguins close to extinction, according to a new study.
The emperor penguin is an iconic symbol of Antarctica. 9 in 10 of them will be gone by the end of this century. The grim assessment from the British Antarctic Survey. The penguins need sea ice to live and breed, and that sea ice is melting. In 2022, researchers say the loss of ice contributed to a catastrophic breeding failure among the penguins, unlike anything they've ever seen. In the Bellingshausen Sea region, home to at least 4 emperor penguin colonies, researchers observed that there was a high probability that no chicks had survived. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meanwhile, some women who have worked in Antarctica describing terrifying stories of fending for themselves against sexual harassment while living there. The AP reports a review of records show a pattern of women who say their claims of harassment or assault were minimized by their employers. One woman said she kept a hammer with her at all times to protect herself. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Visit them at their Atwood Avenue office or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It's time for Essential Last Crack. This is an oldie but a goodie, My Burning Time. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
such a trippy song from Last Crack, essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Radio. That was Bullet Train, the last track on their 2019 Uprising album, My Burning Time Before That. Essential Last Crack every Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock. What is your essential Last Crack? I want to know your two favorite Last Crack songs. And if you email me and tell me those songs, and if I play them during Essential Last Crack, you win a prize. It's that simple. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Make it attention Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Let me know, and you could win something. I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. Heavy. Lots to get to this hour, including new music from Or Does It Explode, When Implied, Breach, plus I have three big shows to tell you about. Right now, brand new music from Argyle, Wisconsin, Mile 134. This band name, 134, Mile 134, is the mile marker where they buried their bases. That's harsh, man. Someone was quoted describing Mile 134 by saying metal with substance. Let's check out their brand new single right now. It's called Red Eye. It's Mile 134. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Paralyzed, I see a darkness.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Karma, Bloody Karma, and The Obstacle. Before that, new metal from Breach and Fend. Breach is playing the Taste of Madison on the Square this Labor Day weekend. That's going to be a fun show to check out. Karma, Bloody Karma is playing Riff Raff Fest, and that's in Wausau at the Pollock Inn. Hello, WXCO listeners. We got a show for you. Riff Raff Fest is happening September 9th at the Pollock Inn. Check out this sick lineup. Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. It's going to be a night of aggression at the Pollock Inn. It's Riff Raff Fest in Wausau. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. Riff Raff Fest, September 9, Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM, Max Inc. Radio, and Civic Media. We are local music. We got some Cold Black River next. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say the wrong thing, don't be the first to speak.
Maxine Kevy with brand new music from When Implied. That is Above the Ground. Braden from When Implied joined us last week on the show. That podcast is waiting for you right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Brand new music from Or Does It Explode before that. That was their new single called In Doing So from their new album, The Medium is the Message. It's killer and is available for your download right now on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy K. This is Maxine Kevy. I'm about to get out of here, but I got two more shows to tell you about. The first one is the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. It's back at the High Noon Saloon, September 24th. That's a Sunday. Oh, it's going to be a big show too. The Skin Tones, The Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspects, Cannabis Elevated. Now, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road. Local delivery too. Shop online at herbalaspect.com. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Advance tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. It's presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs. knowing then what you know now. It's a shame it's too late.
I cannot wait to see Fiberweed at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series on September 24th at the High Noon Saloon. I have one more show to tell you about tonight. It's Sky Urchin. They're playing a show with the Vipers and Peacemaker at the Dark Star Art Bar on Saturday, September 9th. You're going to want to get there early because I'm broadcasting live 6 to 9 p.m. on Max Inc. Radio. And then we rock and we get silly. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. I'm out of here with Sky Urchin on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Spin my life around. I'm the colors swirling by. Spin my life to sound. Like a fade to black and white. I know who. Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark.